Good rising, good afternoon, good evening, or good night. I am Taylor Andre, and Waking Up with Taylor Andre has absolutely nothing to do with the time of day that you listen to this podcast, but about waking up your third eye with unorthodox conversations leading to universal consciousness, with interviews, facts, opinions, politics, news. Today, I want to talk about going with the flow and just following the process. So, when I talk about my newborn often because I talk about my experiences and what I know, and I have a 1 month old, and when I found out I was pregnant, went to the doctor and went with the flow. I had normal appointments like any pregnant woman would. Your initial appointment, your 8 weeks, your 12 weeks, your 16 weeks, 24 weeks, and then 30, 32, etc. Whenever I had an ultrasound, I wouldn't worry about whether or not did he grow an arm? Did he grow a leg? Are his gums grown? did he grow an eyeball? I trust the process that my body, as well as God, knew what they were doing, and that at the end of my 40 weeks, 10 months, I would have a baby. Was I concerned about the health of the child? Absolutely. Did I monitor what I ate and what I drank and the surroundings that I put myself in to ensure the highest and best outcome for my child? Absolutely. But did I run to the doctor every day, every week, confirming that a toe was made? And can you go and see if he has both eyeballs, you know, are both ears grown? That wasn't my concern. I trust the process. When I make my favorite dish, or my favorite dish to make is either lasagna or baked macaroni and cheese, and I'm also learning to make a mean pound cake from scratch, I trust the process. I don't worry about, you know, as far as lasagna is concerned, I make everything separately. I make my meat separately. I cook my noodles separately. I make my cheese and, you know, cheese mixture separately. And when it's in the oven cooking, I don't worry about whether or not the cheese has melted into the meat, or the sauce has softened the pasta. I trust the process that at 350 to 375, that lasagna is going to be done in the next 30 minutes to 45 minutes. I trust the process. I want to give a huge shout out to Faith Naturals, because her and I were driving last week, and one of the things she said during heavy rains was, we may not be able to see our destination from where we are, but due to the headlights and due to the windshield wipers and due to what we can see, we're able to move forward as much as we need to in order to continue on our journey. We don't trust the process anymore. We used to. We used to trust the process when it came to relationships, that, you know, there will be ups and downs, but we will forever be working on it and fixing it We are forever working on it. And I think about the Bible, and I'm more of a very spiritual person than I am religious, but I am mindful of the Bible and the things that are written and the significance it plays in our lives today. When the Bible talks about the sparrows don't ask God, "What am I going to eat today?" So if God takes care of the sparrows, who are you? You know, how special is a sparrow than a human for you not to be fed, for you not to be clothed? But I also think about the birds. You know, how many dead birds have you seen on the ground? Very few. If anything, you see eggs more than you see actual dead baby birds. And the reason why I say that, not to be morbid, but when you think about birds that hatch, they don't know how to fly. They jump out of a nest, and before they hit the ground, they flap their wings and learn. They trust the process. Those sparrows that wake up in the barn and don't know what they're going to eat for the day, trust the process. And so, you, my love, I want you to think for 5 seconds. How many times have you been struggling to pay bills? How many times have you wondered, is this relationship going to work? How many times have you prayed over your children, wanting nothing more but for them to walk through that door and to give you some sign of relief, to answer their phone so you can have some, be able to sleep at night? How many times have you worried and worried and worried and worried and brought yourself to tears and found yourself? I personally, whenever I have breakdowns, my breakdowns always happen in the kitchen. Not, interactive with food, but I don't know, like from doing dishes to being in the middle of cooking to just for some reason, any and every time I've ever had a breakdown, I've ever been on my knees and singing my Smokey Norfolk, "I need you now. I need you now." Can I sing? Hell nah, but I sing it when I need it. And it always happens in the kitchen. And for me, I just wonder why we no longer trust the process. Think about how many times you've had those breakdowns. You've cried to God. You've called on your ancestors, known and unknown. And at the end of the day, that bill or that problem, or had you written down whatever that issue was at the time and went back a month later, went back a year later, went back 6 years later, you look at that and say, "Ooh, that was a small problem that I made a big deal out of." Trust the process. Trust that. And we put so much trust into things that don't even deserve our trust. We put so much trust, and you trust when you go to the ATM, there's going to be money in your bank. With the way the economy is set up right now, with everything, the political climate, you go to the ATM and trust your 20s are going to come out of that machine. I have more faith in the process of whatever my problem is than I do in the banking system. Trust the process, Mama. Trust the process, Papa. Trust that whatever you have going for you is meant for you. I spoke to the kid's father today, and he mentioned sending me an audiobook. And in this audiobook, he said, "Taylor, what's meant for you is yours. So if you lose money, know that money will come back to you. If you lost a friend, if you lost a lover, if you lost, you cannot lose what is not yours." And I'm really excited for this audiobook. I don't know the author. I don't know the name of the book. I just know that the children's father said that he is going to send this to me, and I can't wait to listen to it because I am a listener. I'm not really an avid reader, but I'll audiobook the hell out of a series. But what is for you is meant for you. And so if something was taken from you, or if somebody lied on you, or if somebody, you know, we love to play the victim. We have always played the victim. Too many times do we put ourselves in the victim position and then being mad at the equation, being mad at the product. You can't put yourself in the equation being a victim and then being disappointed in the product. And I say that as a math equation when you look at yourself as a victim, plus, minus, multiplied, divided by whatever the problem is, equals my current position, my current issue, my current X, right? You can't be mad at what that equals when you put yourself in a position of victim. I promise you, when you become the victor, regardless of where you are in the equation, when you become the victor, whether it's plus, minus, divide, multiply, exponents, PEMDAS, you will always, always win. Because you understand, A, someone stole my car. I guess it wasn't mine. Someone broke into my house and stole my TV. I guess it wasn't mine. And it wasn't, from what Harvey told me, it wasn't necessarily when somebody takes something from you, you just accept it. No, you forgive them because in whatever capacity, in that moment, they were in need of that thing, place, person, parking space. Forgive them. Forgive them for they know not what they do. And if they already knew what they were doing and still did it, forgive them and trust the process and know that whatever it is that is yours will make its way back to you. It may not make its way back to you today. It may not make its way back to you in 6 months, but trust the process and know that when it does come back to you, that aha moment of when you quote unquote lost it, maybe it just wasn't yours at that time. Trust the process. Just like you trust going to your final destination. Do you, when you get on a plane, knock on the cockpit and ask the pilot, are we there yet? Are you sure you know where we're going? Did you longitude, latitude our destination? You don't. You trust the process. When you get on the bus, you trust the process. There's stops. Some people get picked up. Some people get dropped off. But you trust that you are going to make it to your destination. But yet when it comes to our personal lives, when it comes to our finances, when it comes to our relationships, when it comes to our friendships, when it comes to whatever it is that has you so worked up, that has you so stressed out, you're not willing to trust the process. I thank you, I love you, I appreciate you, and I pray you trust the process. Mwah.